Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Letterkenny Institute of Technology has been announced as one of 37 vaccination centres across the country. Former Education Minister Joe McHugh says it's clear that the Leaving Cert in its traditional format cannot go ahead this year. Donegal is to receive €34.5 million for road improvements and maintenance in the year ahead. And parishioners in the county are being offered takeaway ashes this Ash Wednesday. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. First in news though, Letterkenny Institute of Technology has been announced as one of 37 vaccination centres across the country. LYIT is the only site in Donegal listed as a COVID-19 mass vaccination centre. There's at least one in every county aiming to support the vaccination of the population in a safe and efficient manner. Vice Chair of the Regional Health Forum West, Councillor Jerry McMonagle, says while LYIT is an ideal location, it's vital more centres are identified in Donegal.
It's very welcoming news. Now that the vaccine is beginning to roll out, it's good to see that there's going to be one of the vaccination centres located in Letterkenny. And, you know, the LYIT, I think, is a very suitable location. It's got easy access to it, a lot of car parking, and they have the facilities to provide the necessary space to carry out the vaccinations in a safe manner.
Now, while it will serve Letterkenny and the surrounding area very well, I'm sure there'll be people up in the likes of Malin Head who may be saying, I'll have to travel, you know, a long, long distance to get to potentially getting a vaccine. It is the only centre that has been confirmed for the county. I'm sure it would be ideal to maybe have another one somewhere up in Inishowen 2 in time.
Yeah, of course it would. And, you know, within the current regulations of not travelling outside your local area, even though this will be an essential travel item, I think it's imperative and important that the likes of Inishowen and other areas, because of the geographic nature of the county, we know where they are in the west and the southwest, that there will also be vaccination centres in those areas as well. And I know it's something that my colleague, Councillor Robert Doherty, has raised at the local regional health forum. And I would like to think that people from Inishowen wouldn't have to travel to Letterkenny, that they would have their own centre in Inishowen. And I'm sure there's a location there that could be provided.
Meanwhile, it's still unclear as to how many GP practices in Donegal will receive COVID-19 vaccine supplies this week. Those aged over the age of 85 will start receiving their vaccine from today in either the local GP practice or in a vaccination centre. Chairman of the Irish Medical Organisation's GP Committee and Stornoller Dr Dennis McCauley says while his practice didn't make the cut for this initial rollout, he says he would be very surprised if the county didn't get its fair share of the vaccine in the coming days.
The vaccine is a fragile vaccine. Despite my relative confidence about using it, we still have to attain confidence for that. The clinical group who oversee us all have recommended that this vaccine is given in a clinical setting. So those are the primary things. On the other side, there are other things such as the security of vaccine, having a fridge, having insurance, but they're not the important issues. The primary issues are those things. So I think that for those reasons, it has been advised we give it in a clinical setting. But having a church hall the absence of a church hall will not delay me in giving my vaccine. There is GDPR issues. I'm not aware of it, but there are 20 vaccine. There are 20 counties. There was originally 84 practices that were due to get vaccine. Now there's 106. It's going to 20 counties. Now, I do not know, but we have one of the highest proportions of over 85s in the country. I would be very surprised if there are not deliveries to Donegal. And I would say the rumour mill will start. You'll know very quickly. You'll hear people hearing, I'm going for my vaccine tomorrow. So I would be very surprised if there are not one, if not a number of practices. Now, unfortunately, I didn't make the cut. So it isn't our practice.
The number of COVID-19 related deaths in the north has reached 2,000. It's after further four deaths were confirmed today. 234 people have tested positive for the virus in the past 24 hours in the north. There are 477 patients with the disease being treated in hospitals there. 59 people are in ICU. Negotiations on what form this year's Leaving Cert will take are continuing today, with a good chance tomorrow's deadline for a decision will be missed. Well, former Education Minister Joe McHugh says it's clear that the Leaving Cert in its traditional format cannot go ahead this year. The Taoiseach has said, however, there will be clarity on the process this week. Donegal Deputy Joe McHugh told today's 9 till noon show that this year's Leaving Cert students need to be given a lot more options around examinations.
I suppose that my explanation of the complexity, and it is complex because there's no data for coming up with a fair crack of the whip in terms of calculated grades. My own thinking on this is that at the heart of these discussions will be, I think principals are a very, very key person, because the principals in the last calculated grades process, they were the people right at the coalface. They were dealing with their own staff, their own teachers. They were feeding in the calculated grades, and then they had to send it on to the standards, the State Examination Commission. So the principals, for what it's worth, I believe if you randomly in the country today, you took 10 principals into the room, I think they would come up with a solution. And part of that solution will be a potential modification of the Leaving Cert. I can't see the traditional Leaving Cert going in the way that it normally would. I think out of fairness to this fifth year cohort, they're going to have to be given more options. They're going to have to be given more wriggle room. They're going to have to be given the pressure is going to be taken, have to be taken off them in terms of the traditional Leaving Cert. But also, there is an option of calculated grades in terms of practicals, in terms of orals, in terms of engineering, construction studies, art. All these subjects have to be taken into the mix as well. And one particular principal said, you could potentially look at orals online, because a lot of students have been using video technology in the last year. When we were faced with that decision, we decided we'll give everybody 100% in the orals, because they didn't have that, experience with computer technology.
Minister Simon Harris has defended the under fire Leo Varadkar over the Taoiseach's leaking of a confidential document. Leo Varadkar has written to Gardaí offering to give a statement to officers investigating the leak of the GP contract. While he was Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar gave the document to a friend of his in a GP union, while then Health Minister Simon Harris was still seeking a copy. Speaking on South East Radio, Minister Harris defended his party leader.
I mean, I think the Taoiseach was crystal clear that what happened shouldn't have happened. He apologised, he faced a motion in the Dáil, he answered questions extensively in the Dáil. I remember saying back last November in the Dáil, and I believe this very sincerely, you know, people make mistakes. Politicians, contrary to popular opinion, are people. And people make mistakes. It was a mistake what happened in relation to this matter. And I don't think any politician wishes to be defined by their mistakes.
However, Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty says the Taoiseach's explanation doesn't add up.
Well, look, we've been trying to get to the truth of this matter for the last 4 months. It's clear in our opinion that the answers in the story that Leo Varadkar told it all back in November simply didn't stack up, and it's really unravelled as more and more information has come to the public light.
Donegal is to receive €34.5 million for road improvements and maintenance in the year ahead. It's the third highest allocation nationwide. The money will see improvements to a large number of local and regional roads throughout the county after a comprehensive application was put forward by Donegal County Council. Minister Charlie McConlogue says with the county severely lacking in public transport, it was important that the council got a large chunk of the funding.
Overall, really important funding at €34.5 million, which will make a real difference over the course of the year ahead to our roads network. The Donegal County Council would have submitted many different projects for consideration for funding, and these were given consideration by the Department and the Minister for Transport. So the Council have done lots of preparatory work already in relation to costing the projects, the design as to how they would go about doing them. So what was the crucial part now was actually that the funding would follow through in order for those projects to be carried out over the course of the rest of the year. So that 40 or €34.5 million now will make sure that lots of those projects can take place across the rest of the county and enable our county council to fund them and doing the tremendous work they do of strengthening and improving and maintaining our road network.
And as you mentioned, we do lack substantially on public transport here in the county. Ever more important that we do get that very high allocation in terms of this funding.
Yeah, very important. We're very much dependent on our roads network and on road transport. Obviously, for the vast majority of our transport, while we do have a bus network, we don't have a rail network unlike other counties. So it is really important that our roads are maintained well. Our county council and their staff, the county council staff, do tremendous work in relation to maintaining our roads right across the county. But crucial to that, to enable them to do that, actually, is that they have the funding for that purpose. So this €34.5 million now, which is the third highest in the country, is really important in terms of supporting them in their work in the year ahead.
The Donegal chair of the Irish Hotels Federation believes there's every reason to be optimistic that Donegal will have a good tourism season in the latter half of the summer. Last summer saw a big draw towards staycations, with the county reaping the benefits of people holidaying at home. Donegal chair of the IHF, Paul Diver, says a serious conversation needs to be had on local tourism when the time is right. With Donegal heavily reliant on tourists from Northern Ireland, he says it's important the Republic catches up on the vaccine rollout.
You know, here in Donegal, we've probably been locked down longer than any other county. You know, a lot of our business would come from Northern Ireland. Yeah, a lot of brides and grooms would come across the border. And we just don't want to be at a disadvantage when things do open. You know, for example, I think in Northern Ireland, the size of the wedding is determined by the size of the venue or the hotel or the ballroom. For example, if someone can have a wedding of 75 people in Derry and they can only have a wedding of 6 or 12 or 25 in Harvey's Point, you know, naturally they're going to go to Derry. You know, so we don't want Donegal to be at a disadvantage. Just, you know, for the last, you know, 20, 30, 40 years, we've been, you know, advertising Donegal in Northern Ireland and saying how welcoming we are. And, you know, whilst no one can travel now with the restrictions, we just have to be careful, because Northern Ireland is a very, very important market to Donegal. You know, unfortunately, here in Donegal, we don't get a huge amount of overseas visitors, but we get a lot of, you know, very good business from Northern Ireland. So we need to just be very careful, you know, how we treat that business and look after that business, you know, when the time is right to open up. But I think, you know, going back to the vaccination, I think, listen to the news this morning, there's going to be a huge ramp up of it today. And I think, you know, sort of over the next couple of weeks, we'll catch up with Northern Ireland and, you know, hopefully both will be more on a par by the time it comes to opening up again. Yeah, being realistic, you know, that's what you have to look at. You know, last year, Donegal and the Wild Atlantic Way, you know, we had a very good 2 months. We had a very good July and August before everything closed down again. A lot of that business is going to come back to Donegal, you know, so I think for, you know, July and August, Donegal will have a good season.
The number of people on the pandemic unemployment payment has dropped for the first time since Level 5 measures were introduced in late December. Just under 478,000 people will receive the PUP tomorrow, which marks a drop of over 3,600 on last week's figures. 16,355 people in Donegal will receive the pandemic unemployment payment tomorrow, while 351 people in the county have closed their PUP claim this week. Meanwhile, 4,054 people in Donegal will receive the COVID-19 enhanced illness benefit.
Sport in Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for home workouts at michaelmurphysports.ie with free nationwide delivery.
Time now for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with Gaelic Games, and three hurlers from the Northwest have been selected on the 2020 GAA GPA Champions 15 team. That was for their displays in the 2020 Championships. Donegal's triumphant Nicky Reichardt campaign saw them pick up two awards. They were for Danny Cullen and Sean McVeigh, with Cullen winning the accolade of Nicky Reichardt Cup Player of the Year. Donegal defeated Mayo in the final to win the Cup at Croke Park last December. Tyrone's Damien Casey was also selected for stellar performances for the Red Hands in the Reichardt Cup. Moving on to cricket, and Cricket Ireland have announced that Brady Cricket Club will host three T20 Senior Men's Internationals. That's between Ireland and Zimbabwe at the Mahara Mason venue this coming summer. The matches have been confirmed for the 15th, the 17th and the 20th of August, and the news has been greeted with cautious optimism by the club. Brady committee member Trevor Hamilton said that the club were delighted to be hosting international cricket in 2021 after losing out last season. Moving on to soccer, and the proposed redevelopment of Dalymount Park has moved a significant step closer. The Department of Finance has approved a drawdown of over €900,000. The money will be used to enable detailed design work to take place. Dalymount's regeneration is estimated to cost €34.3 million in conjunction with the redevelopment of the Phillsborough Shopping Centre. Cross Channel Jurgen Klopp insists he doesn't need a break. The Liverpool manager appeared emotional after Saturday's Premier League defeat to Leicester. Klopp had been unable to return to Germany following the death of his mother, but the Reds boss insists he's fine to keep working.
I might not look like this because the weather is not cool and I'm white and the beard gets more and more grey, all these kind of things, but I'm full of energy. Honestly, the situation is a challenge. No, I don't want to have the situation, but now we are in and now I see it as a challenge, an interesting challenge.
On the pitch tonight, West Ham, they have the chance to go fourth in the Premier League. David Moyes' side entertain bottom club Sheffield United. That one starts at 6 o'clock. Then at 8 o'clock, Chelsea, they welcome Newcastle to Stamford Bridge. Only two Premier League players or staff tested positive for coronavirus in the samples in this week's twice-weekly testing. The same number of positives were recorded in the last set of results and again are a big boost to the league, with which enhanced its COVID-19 protocols in early January. The figures are the lowest since October. Meanwhile, Nicola Sturgeon, she's urging Scottish football to get its house in order after another row over players breaching lockdown rules. Rangers have opened an investigation after several players were reportedly caught at a house party over the weekend. The First Minister said it's frustrating elite sports people are continuing to disregard COVID guidelines. In rugby, Dan Levy's season is over. Leinster have confirmed the flanker underwent a procedure to repair a cartilage in his knee. Levy only returned to action in late October after 19 months out with another knee injury. And Jacob Stockdale appears unlikely to be fit in time for Ireland's Six Nations clash with Italy. Ulster have confirmed the winger remains sidelined with a knee injury. Stockdale sustained the injury in the festive win over Munster in the Pro 14. Moving on to tennis, and Rafa Nadal, he'll play Stefanos Tsitsipas in the Australian Open quarterfinals. The second seed Nadal is yet to drop a set following his dismissal of Fabio Fognini. There'll also be an all-Russian quarterfinal following wins for Danny Medvedev and Andrei Rublev. While in the women's draw, Ashley Barty, she continued her procession to the last eight. The top seed beat Shelley Rogers in straight sets to set up a quarterfinal with Karolina Muchova. But fifth seed Elena Svitolina is out. She was beaten in three sets by Jessica Pegula. Moving on to Formula One final this evening, Red Bull, they'll make their own engines from 2022 after agreeing to take over Honda's Formula One operation. The Japanese manufacturer's leaving the sport at the end of the year, but the new deal allows Red Bull to continue using their technology. The agreement with Honda will run through until 2025 when Formula One introduces the new generation of engines. And Spanish Formula One driver Fernando Alonso has been discharged from hospital following a road cycling accident. The former world champion underwent surgery on a fractured jaw following the incident in Switzerland last week. Alonso returns to Formula One for the new season, where he'll compete for Alpine. That's all your sport for this evening. There'll be more sport after the 8:30 news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, parishioners in Donegal are being offered takeaway ashes this Ash Wednesday. The blessed ashes will be placed in sealed containers and left in local churches so they can be picked up safely. Parish priest of Clamanny, Father Brian Brady, has teamed up with a local centre to deliver takeaway ashes. Speaking earlier on today's 9 till noon show, Father Brady expects a big uptick on the initiative.
They have been made available, that we blessed them on the vigil mass on Saturday, and then we left them out in the three churches, and we had about 200 of them, little containers with lids that Joe kindly provided, and but they have gone at this stage, so we're trying to dredge up all sorts of little containers to do as well, do a blessing of them tomorrow at mass, and then leave them available. Then, you know, we're sort of surprised at the sort of speed of the uptake.
Yeah.
I would say 200 would be a very big number for us to have in church on Ash Wednesday, so it would. And so it's great. And now, you know, that would only be one person receiving it. Now these are
families
receiving it.
Yeah.
and hopefully they'll be able to share it with the neighbours that might want to continue the tradition.
With an eye, a band of showery rain will quickly move in early tonight, followed by blustery and perhaps thundery showers overnight. Lowest temperatures of 6 or 7 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Letterkenny Institute of Technology has been announced as one of 37 vaccination centres across the country. It's the only site in Donegal listed as a COVID-19 mass vaccination centre. It's still unclear as to how many GP practices in Donegal will receive COVID-19 vaccine supplies this week. Those aged over the age of 85 started receiving their vaccine today in either their local GP practice or in a vaccination centre. Negotiations on what form this year's Leaving Cert will take are continuing today, with a good chance tomorrow's deadline for a decision will be missed. Former Education Minister Joe McHugh says it's clear that the Leaving Cert in its traditional format cannot go ahead this year. And the Donegal Chair of the Irish Hotels Federation believes there's every reason to be optimistic that Donegal will have a good tourism season in the latter half of the summer. Paul Diver says a serious conversation needs to be had, however, in local tourism when the time is right. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, February the 15th. The death has occurred of John McGonigal, Trusk Road, Ballybofey. Remains arriving at St Mary's Church, Sheshe O'Neill on Wednesday for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. The funeral mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam at facebook.com/ St Mary's Sheshe O'Neill. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, the house, funeral and burial will be strictly private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has taken place of David Campbell, Church Road, Altnagalvin, Londonderry and formerly of Ballyrattan, Moville, County Donegal. David's burial will take place tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 in Glendermot Presbyterian Church Burial Ground, Church Road, Altnagalvin, Londonderry. Donations in lieu of flowers to Glendermot Presbyterian Church Building Fund, care of Joanna Walker, 26 Church Road, Altnagalvin, Londonderry or any family member. The death has occurred of Padraig McFadden, Mahar Rorty, Gortahork. His remains will be brought home today, passing through Gortahork at approximately 5:30. Funeral mass on Wednesday at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary both nights at 7:30. The rosary and funeral may be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv/camera/A Christ the King Gortahork. Due to HSE guidelines, the wake and funeral is for family and close friends only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has taken place of Mamie Sheeran Creve Rathmullen. Remains will repose at her home. Requiem Mass on Wednesday at 12 noon in St Joseph's Church Rathmullen, with burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Funeral Mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv/ St Joseph's Church Rathmullen. The death has occurred of Isa Brennan, née Tinney, Drummuckla, Rafoe. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial is strictly private to immediate family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Funeral leaving Isa's late residence on Wednesday morning, going to St Columba's Church, Drummuckla for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of John McGilloway, Lower Brahe, Malin Head. Remains reposing at his home. Funeral leaving there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Lag Malin, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to immediate family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has taken place of Kathleen Keyes, Pound Town, Greencastle. Kathleen's Requiem Mass will take place tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has taken place of Anne Gilday, née Lyons, Corina Letterkenny. Funeral from her late residence on Wednesday morning at 10:15, going to St Junan's Cathedral Letterkenny via Liss Monaghan and Convent Road for 11 o'clock funeral mass, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Letterkenny. Interment afterwards in Ulex Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. In compliance with government and HSE guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are strictly private to immediate family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has taken place of Georgina McAvoy, née Sweeney, Clooney, Remelton and formerly of Tamney Fanid. Requiem Mass in St Columba's Church Mass Mount tomorrow at 12 noon, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government restrictions, the funeral and mass are private to family only and limited to an attendance of 10 people. The mass can be viewed on Facebook at Fanavolte Church. The death has taken place of Anne Kelly, Killylaston Heights, Letterkenny, formerly of Port Road, Letterkenny, and Herbert Park, Bray, County Wicklow. Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning in St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, followed by interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Jim McGlynn, funeral director. Due to government and HSE guidelines, funeral and burial is private for family only, with a maximum of 10 people per permitted. Funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv/Letterkenny. And the death has occurred of Noel McConnell, Broadley, Rafoe, formerly Conyborough, Lifford. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial is strictly private to immediate family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Noel is reposing at his late residence, with funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Junan's Church, Rafoe, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on parishofrafoe.com, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Alzheimer's Society Donegal Branch, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors.